This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has formed a committee to investigate the incident in which a PSLV rocket failed to place Earth Observation Satellite EOS-09 into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said that the committee held several rounds of discussions yesterday to identify the cause. ISRO failed to place its Earth Observation Satellite in orbit after Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle PSLV C-61 rocket developed a fault minutes after launch from Sriharikota yesterday. Dr. Narayanan said the rocket is a four-stage vehicle. The first two stages were completed successfully.
Today, we attempted the launch of PSLV C-61 vehicle. The vehicle is a four-stage vehicle. First two stages performed as expected, and during the third stage, it's a solid motor system. We are seeing observation. The motor pressure, there was a fall in the chamber pressure of the motor case, and the mission could not be accomplished. We are studying the entire performance. We shall come back at the earliest.
Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. National Cadet Corps NCC has reached a significant milestone as its expedition team successfully scaled Mount Everest. The team comprised 10 NCC cadets along with 4 officers, 2 junior commissioned officers, 1 girl cadet instructor and 10 non-commissioned officers. The 10 cadets include 5 boys and 5 girls. The expedition was flagged off by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh from New Delhi on the 3rd of April. Defence Ministry said that the selected cadets were novices chosen from across the country. They underwent a strict selection and training processes as part of their preparation. They conducted a pre-Everest preparation at Mount Abi Gamin. A team of 15 cadets was then selected to undergo winter and technical training at the Army Mountaineering Institute Siachen Base Camp. After months of training, 10 cadets were selected for the Mount Everest expedition. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Karnataka, Konkan and Goa and Kerala and adjoining peninsula India during the next 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning is also likely over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5 to 6 days. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has slapped 11 new conditions on Pakistan for the release of the next tranche of its bailout program and warned that tensions with India could heighten risks to the scheme's fiscal, external and reform goals. As per a media report, IMF slapped 11 more conditions on Pakistan, taking the total conditions to 50. The new conditions imposed on Pakistan include the parliamentary approval of a new 17.6 trillion rupee budget, an increase in the debt servicing surcharge on electricity bills, and lifting restrictions on import of more than 3-year-old used cars. In football, India lifted the 2025 South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championships in a thrilling finale, edging past Bangladesh 4-3 in a dramatic penalty shootout in UPA, Arunachal Pradesh. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated hosts Delhi Capitals by 10 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs, Gujarat's opening pair of Sai Sudarshan and skipper Shubman Gill remained unbeaten and made a tough run chase look easy, destroying Delhi's bowling attack. Today, hosts Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. BJP held Tiranga Yatras in different parts of the national capital yesterday, celebrating the success of Operation Sindoor against Pakistan and honouring the armed forces. Multiple Yatras were held throughout the city, including in New Delhi, Janakpuri, Najafgarh, Matiala and Dwarka. Addressing a rally in R.K. Puram, New Delhi MP Bansuri Swaraj said that the Yatra has witnessed a huge support from women who have come forward to show solidarity for Operation Sindoor. And that is the end of this news bulletin.